This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 22nd June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the day is unfolding under clear skies. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking in sunshine, inviting people to enjoy the outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, 5 hours ago, Israeli Defense Forces discovered Hezbollah's underground drone fortress in Majd al-Zun, just 10 kilometers from the border. Also, according to the Times of Israel, 59 minutes ago, the IDF reportedly killed a Gazan man and a girl while targeting an Islamic Jihad commander involved in the October 7th kidnapping. Also this hour, Walla reports that the IDF and Shin Bet announced the elimination of a terrorist linked to the abduction of Yagil Yaakov from Kibbutz Nir Oz earlier this month. Separately, Axios reports 338 hours ago that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the recent ceasefire, potentially reigniting hostilities. And finally, from Middle East 24, supporters of Saudi Arabian secession celebrated Spain's 4-0 World Cup victory over Saudi Arabia, highlighting regional tensions. From X, the latest. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, wrote just minutes ago that the celebrations after Spain's win were linked to political tensions, as Saudi Arabia is seen as opposing southern independence from Yemen. In a lighter note, an account named Gabe Draws shared its joy about Father's Day meringues, noting the delight of seeing the peaks just 8 minutes ago. Alex Gandler, a commentator, expressed concern 24 minutes ago about some media outlets declining to report firsthand on Hezbollah's tunnel infrastructure, stressing the importance of confronting evidence directly. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the discovery in Majd al-Zun. Ynet reported that Israeli troops found a fortified underground network with launch shafts and Iranian drones. This facility lies just 10 kilometers from Israel. The discovery underscores the ongoing threat posed by Hezbollah's infrastructure close to the border. Turning to the situation in Gaza, earlier today, the Times of Israel detailed how the IDF targeted an Islamic Jihad commander involved in kidnapping on October 7th. The airstrike also resulted in the deaths of a man and a girl, complicating the region's fragile security situation. Meanwhile, in a related development, Walla revealed that the IDF and Shin Bet eliminated a key figure in the abduction of Yagil Yaakov. This strike follows the heightened military focus since the earlier attacks, highlighting Israel's ongoing security operations. In earlier reporting, Axios noted Iran's missile launch at Israel, marking a significant escalation since the ceasefire. This act could derail diplomatic efforts and reignite conflict, posing a threat to regional stability. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, 99 hours ago, executives and directors at Next Vision sold $200 million in shares, reflecting growing international interest in Israel's defense tech sector. Separately, Globes reported 10-4 hours ago that falling bond yields are expected to lead to lower mortgage interest rates, offering potential relief to homebuyers in Israel. And finally, Walla Business, from 10-8 hours ago, highlights a controversy at Cornell University where a student rejected a job offer from a New York startup, citing unwillingness to work for a Jew, prompting an investigation. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.